What's up, guys, and welcome to this week's episode of How Not to Summon a Dungeon Master. Previously on The Outsiders.
Dinner will be very soon, but first, the entertainment.
Roll for initiative.
Mira, are you okay, or do you need assistance?
Fuck off!
He spits out blood.
And teeth.
Very well, I'll take another sip of my wine.
So the projector comes out.
Yeah.
And one of the other ninjas pulls like a white screen down from the ceiling. A star comes flying at you and sits literally hugging your ear. A little bit of blood trickles down as it's pinned to the chair behind you.
Do not mention my grandson. I do not know who that is. I can simply tell you they were, or are, one of my kin. And for the last time, I will not give up one of my own.
No, that's fine. Thank you very much for your hospitality.
He nods.
My door is always open, Mr. Spriggett. I have been watching you from afar.
And he stands up and goes to the back of the room. Takes a sword off the wall.
I believe it is tradition for you to receive a gift.
The man knows.
And he pulls the katana out of its hilt, out of its case.
Sheath.
And just shows you the blade, and you can see it's stunning. And it is gold. And you suspect that it's real gold. On the hilt, the handguard. Slides it back in, and he gently places it on both of his palms and holds it to you.
Is he staying? I'll teleport over to him, and I'll. What significance is the blade to you, might I ask?
This blade was made over 1,000 years ago by a master. There are a finite amount of them in the world, and I have the majority of them. I am a collector.
I'll take the blade.
Did I see the blade?
Oh, it would... Yeah.
Did look like the one that was in the bloody video.
You probably wouldn't have seen it that close. He was on the back of the room while you're still sat down. But you're taking the blade away with you.
Did it look similar?
Well, we can look at it when we're on the ship.
Can we?
Yeah.
Maybe. I'll take the blade. And
unless
I will
sends it to Johnny.
Tip my hat. And turn to you two, shall we?
Just gotta get this thing out my ear.
we'll go. Oh, was Dick listening in?
No.
Oh. Through one of those stars.
Because they've got earpieces.
And
I thought you meant like a damn scarab beetle or something.
No!
You should have kept his shuriken.
Yes, did you not notice?
Well, literally that just did that.
Start
so
your
could...
own collection.
Oh, no, no, no. As she does that, I'd like to pick it up.
Okay.
I put it in my pocket.
Yeah, you can just pick it up.
I don't care. I'm used to blood.
Just on your leg.
So you make your way out, and he just sits down again as you look behind and starts eating.
As we get to the door, can I just bow? Not rude to like say goodbye properly.
So you walk out of the temple and back to the queen, still sat there, and as you approach, the door opens.
Humphrey.
Knew this was coming. Yeah. Yes, Mira.
What does the sword look like?
I'll show him the sword. I won't hand it to him. I'll unsheath it and just in front of him.
Quick look.
So as you unsheath it, you notice that it is perfectly balance, like it will sit on one finger, the edge of the hilt, and will balance perfectly. The blade itself is a very stylized, old looking blade. This is a full single piece folded steel, done in the old ways. There's no lightning of this weapon. You can feel the weight of it in your hands. The handguard The base of the blade before the hilt is a ornate gold that looks like a snake wrapping around itself to create a circle, like overwounding its body in different places to create the actual hand guard, and it's made in ornate gold. The hilt itself is wrapped in a crisscross pattern. The gold underneath with an overlay of emerald green. But the base of the blade has just a dull, quick edge. There is no guard. There's nothing there. It just
ends. Does it look more ornate than practical?
It would, by modern standards. It looks like it would have been practical 1,000 years ago.
Yeah.
Right now, there is better.
May I?
It's just a pretty sword.
May I?
No. I'd rather you didn't. You
leave him here, you can Tawny.
You can see it.
I'm going to the med bay because I've got a fucking wounded ear.
I'd image it.
Tawny can scan it in my hands.
Without your hands, I could see the whole
thing.
He's
got see-through hands.
You literally can see it.
So, as you're bickering, you hear over the comms.
Oh, really? I'm taking him out.
you hear a crackle at first. And it slowly comes in. Where are you? Where? And he breaks out again. We've got a problem. We've a big problem.
Well, I'm just going to put the ear that's good. I'll literally be like, what's up, Dick?
What's up, Dick?
And he... You can hear the emergency in his voice.
It's going to take us 12 hours to get there, Dick.
Bluebird down.
That means nothing to me, Dick. Sorry, but it sounds cool, Dick. But I don't know what it means.
And the queen roars to life.
Quick, we better scurry on.
I'm going to get in the pilot seat and...
And you haven't told it to do anything, and it bolts.
Oh, fucking
thank
hell,
God
right.
We're on it.
So you've got...
It's like a zero-G training.
You've got an 8 to 10 hour flight.
Oh, it's sped up a bit. Oh, wait, we're going the opposite way, so yeah.
Right, I'll set autopilot and then go back to the med bay.
It's 4 hours quicker.
Yeah.
Back to med bay to sort my ear out, and this is on autopilot.
Yep.
But Dick, you haven't said what's wrong, other than Bluebird Dam. We don't understand what that means.
And the line is dead.
Oh no!
Fuck's sake. Wasn't he?
Can I tinker?
Yeah. So
Nightwing.
Each Bat family has their protocol for when they lose, when they go down.
Was he?
There's the Nightfall protocol for Batman. Bluebird Down is the one for Nightwing.
So it's not him that's in trouble. It's
Stephanie.
Stephanie, right. Fuck. Well, there's nothing we could do. We've got to sit here for 8 hours.
Well, there's plenty I can do within this time. Image the sword.
Okay. Yeah, scan it.
I'll get Fleur to do that whilst I'm in the med bay.
Okay. We scan the sword.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whilst he's doing his thing, standing there with it, I'd just like to get up my screen and in his notes just put known to Ra's al Ghul.
I want Fleur to send that copy as well of that sword. I want to send it to Dick as well.
To the Watchtower.
Yeah.
It wasn't like Harry Potter, was it, when I touched the sword?
No.
It just shows the name.
Oh, wait, did the wind like
glow? And the glow as well.
There was a glow.
Went straight through you because you see through.
Information on the sword.
Okay, so the carbon dating puts it at just over 1,000 years old. And it comes from the Chinese province, Chinese area. So it's not a Japanese blade, which would be quite odd. Mm. It doesn't have any signs of wear or use. There's no small chips. So either it is well maintained, if it is being used, or it has never seen a battle. The hilt underneath is wood, with a gold engraving on top of it under the cloth. The gold underneath is a snake, with the cloth covering it, so you can only see the scales through the diamond gaps between. The blade itself is nothing special. It is just a folded steel that has been folded well over 1,000 times.
So the money's in the hilt.
Computer, scan the hilt, x-ray, look for the creator's name.
Okay, so...
I'm guessing you guys don't know, but every single created sword back at that time used to have the creator's mark done in the hilt under the blade, so they used to have to mark it with their name.
So, it does, and there are lots of marks on the wood. Scratches, imperfections with chips out of it, which would be unusual. So it is not... The wood was probably a belonging of some kind before it was turned into the sword.
Like a bedpost.
Wood origin.
Something sentimental.
Origin of wood.
And it points it to a tree in Egypt.
Origin of metal.
That would be China.
Is it Moon Knight? Is it something to do with
Moon
that?
Moon Knight's Marvel.
Oh, damn it.
This was created.
Nice try.
You can give me an insight check.
Yeah.
In relation to an Egyptian
person. To the Egyptian person, yes.
It's not the sorceress, is it? The
Not Enchantress.
Enchantress.
No, we mentioned her earlier.
Ah.
In the campaign.
There are a few heroes hailing from Egypt or get their powers from Egypt. Blue Beetle being one of them, who is currently still active.
It's Marvel, isn't
it? Blue Beetle is active.
Oh. Although it is not the same kid.
Oh.
Do I put investigation with this?
Yes. Insight, so it would either be your investigation or awareness, whichever one is higher, because we're nothing if not consistent.
Where's investigation?
Fair.
If you don't have investigation, you just don't have it.
31.
I just got 20.
So, through your kind of Gotham contacts and studying the way that you thought Batman did things wrong all the time, you know a bit about Ra's.
I would imagine previous cases, isn't that?
And you've always associated certain things with him without any everything but hard evidence.
Is he Egyptian?
Ra's is Egyptian. He is from that part of the world. No one knows his exact origins. That is just the earliest mention of him in history. He does not denote where he is from, and he does not talk about his past that often. It's only through ledgers and journals.
So these swords that he's said there's a finite amount, they're all...
Something that belonged to him.
Very much connected to him.
Maybe he made them, or his dad did. Something like that.
So, he said he wouldn't give up the person and tell us. Maybe he showed us. What I'm working from here, guys.
He doesn't have any family left.
Database search, Damien. For this weapon.
Is Talia still alive?
No.
Oh, okay. So Damien is his only...
Yeah, Damien's the only person that's connected to Ra's at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Database search for this weapon.
The Queen tries... but there are no examples of this weapon in the last 500 years.
As long as I've been around, anyway.
So, Ra's has snapped them all up and kept them for himself out of history books.
The thing I was wondering about, guys, is he said that there was a finite amount of them and he had most of them.
And they seem to be connected to him.
Can I... extrapolate the weapon in the images to that weapon?
That's up to you.
I'd like the computer to extrapolate it.
And how would you like it to do that? A direct comparison?
Based on the hilt, the information that it's got from the images.
So the it puts them side by side and puts them over each other. The blade on the one that killed Batman is much more straight compared to this one. It also looks lighter by a significant amount. There is no information on the hilt because it is just camera footage.
We just know it's green.
Yeah. You've only got pictures of it.
Mm. So we can't... Yeah, we've got no information connecting the two swords, really.
I didn't know whether the computer could 3D render the image based on the information it had.
It can't, no. The hilt is covered, wrapped, and in hand.
Okay.
So it can't do a in-depth... It can guess the size based on how tall things are in the background, stuff like that, and do a best guess.
And I would like to do exactly the same to the shuriken that I took.
Okay, so the shuriken is the same metal as the blade, and from the same source as the blade.
Which blade?
The one that you were given.
Right. Oh, so it's cheap folded steel.
It's
a cheap old shuriken.
It's old, yeah. But effective.
Yeah.
And very sharp, well maintained.
Cuts ears.
Tawny, while you've got the time and we've got 8 hours, do you want to try and establish a connection with Gotham in some variety? Maybe police scanners, maybe anything.
Yes. What, between Ra's and...
No. To find out any information of what we're walking into.
Oh, what's happened with Nightwing?
Try and get us some sort of, like, broadcast. Maybe some sort of radio connection. Police can't, like...
GPD.
If we can't get hold of Dick, there must be other ways to find out what's going
on.
Can
I get Fleur to link with the ship to try and get a signal for TV and stuff in Gotham?
You can just do that from the ship.
Please have okay.
Broadcast. It belongs... the ship belongs to you.
Right, okay.
Then the CCTV.
Well, I didn't know if maybe, because it needs a projector.
Yeah.
Get...
it has screens.
Oh, okay, you'll
it's
do
got,
that then.
It's got
the
screens on it, yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. I'll try and do something.
We'll
so
the TV.
The cockpit is very old-fashioned, full of switches and everything, but there is a basic like computer and large screen.
Let's get the news up.
That is touch screen, and you can. Mm-hmm. It's got keyboard and mouse and everything else to make your life easier.
Cool.
This is a mobile base of operations.
Yeah.
When I said put the TV on, I just pictured Lois Lane on the back of a horse. This is Lois Lane on the back of a horse. I haven't stopped in 2 days.
So you did that, and I just heard the Old Spice commercial
with
Lois Lane. I'm on a horse.
I don't know where I am in the world right now.
But it's raining, I'm cold, I'm wet.
Can somebody tell that ghost fucker to come and get his horse back?
Just past Tunisia.
Anyway.
I'm somewhere in Delaware.
He's at the Kentucky Derby.
Just passed out, flopping around.
So we'll get the news
on. Find the news.
Okay, so the news from Gotham is... back to roughly normal news. It's reporting on the riots and crimes. There is mention of new vigilantes in Gotham trying to quell the ongoing problem.
The C-listers have come out.
Is that you?
Absolutely not. I'm an outsider.
I mean, you were live on telly.
So
I am sweating a little bit. They can't see it, but just in case my broadcast comes up.
I mean, it would. It would definitely be on the telly.
We could put it on the telly, yeah.
I'll try and change channel kind of as quickly as possible.
No, hold on. Let's see where this goes.
Why'd you turn posh British then? No. Let's see where this goes.
I was imitating Bugalug. Come on.
You jellied invertebrate. It's a British joke for British
I was trying
people.
To... Like, as soon as he tries to like change it, I'll be like, no. Let's see where this goes.
And then you hear a mention of Batgirl. Reported sightings of in Gotham.
We already knew that.
I would assume that Barbara has put her suit back on.
Barbara is so old.
Yes, but Barbara might not have a choice.
That was a little bit rude.
I did sell her on the roof. Perhaps it's probably like she must do something, and maybe she's squeezed herself back into that spandex.
But she's fragile. It's what I mean. She's old. She's fragile. She's going to need fucking help. And we're sat on here for 8 hours.
Bet Barbara'd kick your ass.
I take that bet.
Just with her words.
Tawny.
Yes.
Can you get the CCTV at the clock tower?
Yeah.
It didn't have any inside.
The outside.
It does. It is a private network inside. There is no signal to the outside world of the cameras or anything in the watchtower except to connect to internet to access databases. But it is beyond well guarded. You can try and find it, which would require a natural 20.
That ain't gonna fucking happen.
Or give me a password.
Have a go. You never know.
No. Sucks.
If you add a zero to that, it looks like a 20.
Oh, it's a natural 20.
You have a hero point.
Oh, yeah.
Could potentially use to... Oh, shit, I remember the password was 0001 bat.
Yeah.
00 bat. Barbara!
Anyway,
it's just justice.
Can I do like the 2000s hacking type thing?
You can, yeah.
Lobster Thermidor
where I just like tap at a keyboard and mention loads of gobbledygook and be like, I hacked it, I did it.
Green text on a black background pops up. I will allow you to roll for it if you spend a hero point.
Yeah. Can I use your dice?
This one's sitting on a natural 20.
We're going for a 15 or up.
What do I add to it?
That would be your technology.
Ooh.
And you've got plenty of technology.
Ooh, perfect. 23.
23. So you're tapping away, and this takes you a good few hours of hard work. And eventually, you get a black screen with a bat logo on it.
Perfect.
The bat logo is blue. Mm-hmm. And over the intercom, what can I do for you, Master Bruce?
I have no idea who it is.
Albert.
It's Albert.
How would I know
no,
that?
No, Alfred.
Albert!
Hey, hey, hey.
Alfred. Even you agreed with me, it's Albert.
I love the fact that you're both like, it's Alfred. How would you know?
I've been around for 500 years and I know Batman.
And I worked with the Bat family.
You would know.
Alfred changed her diapers.
Albert, you mean?
It's canon now. It's Albert. Canon.
It was Alfred's replacement on the weekends.
When he had a week day off on holiday once.
Yeah. Alfred's wild ride.
He's just a bit more dribbly.
Yeah.
No, it's, right,
it's
Alfred.
His twin brother.
He's talking to you.
Yeah. Wait, you call me... What do you say? Master Bruce.
Master Bruce.
Yes, it's
Michael. Where'd you like it in Marco Cain's
voice? I can tell you what the password is. Tangerine.
Bloody log.
We need to access the... Is it the clock tower? The clock tower CCTV.
And it throws up like a black text box and it just starts running text through it. And then another one pops up and it's running text through trying to find something until a single camera pops up. The camera is cracked, but the image is clear. It's just a bit wonky where the lens is split. What are we doing?
What, so something's appeared?
What's it pointed at?
So it's pointed at the suits. the back of the clock tower.
And is the Batman suit still obviously missing?
It's missing. The rest of them are still there.
The rest are still there.
Can we see Dick at all in that?
No.
Is there an empty wheelchair?
Can I control it?
There is no empty wheelchair.
Can I try and control the CCTV to move?
You can try.
Yeah, I want to do that.
Okay, so give me a technology roll.
It's a moving camera.
Why do you want to steal my die?
Because my die sucks. Right, technology roll again, yeah?
I'm using your Christmas one. That'll be why it sucks, it's not Christmas.
That's a good point. I'll use my little pony.
Bad luck, that is.
25.
A 25. So you you have a little bit of play in the movement left and right.
Mm-hmm.
You can move the camera. So swinging it to the right, you can see the landing pad. There's nothing in it. It is empty. Swinging it to the left, you can see the computer where Dick normally sits is smoking and smashed.
But no sign of life at all.
No.
Can you rewind the footage?
For quite a while.
Is it a live feed?
It is a live feed. You're assuming it's a live feed.
So, can I try rewind live?
You can, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You can try and gain access to that.
Yeah, rewind it.
Yeah.
Okay, so you tap away for a good 10 minutes trying to find which hard drive it stores CCTV footage on, and manage to rewind it where you see Dick getting pommeled by someone in a hood. But Dick fights, and he does quite well for a little while, considering he's wheelchair bound. The Eskrima sticks come out. He throws Wingdings, which land as well. I don't think whoever this person was expecting such a
resistance
from someone that is so defeated.
Is this person using a blade or just beating him?
He's beating him. There is a blade, but it is sheathed.
Does it look like the same person from the Batman video?
It does.
Do we see any more of his face or anything? No, as the CCTV would be probably better.
He
the library.
Manages to twist his head and turn like he knows
where the camera is.
Where the cameras are, what would be watching him.
And how does it all pan out at the end? Does he take him away?
So he doesn't actually run him through.
Does he kidnap him?
He beats the living fuck out of him and then destroys the watchtower computer. The wheelchair was thrown over the edge to the base of the watchtower.
Right.
Dick was left there, and he started to crawl off camera to the left.
To the doorway where Bumble Boy left.
Yeah, dragging both his Eskrima sticks with him.
And his dead leg.
There's no need for that.
That's implied. Fucking hell.
No, Dick gets up and walks away.
I mean, he is one of his suspects.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's just been...
Can I just, like, scrub that one out?
Picks up Dick's file and goes, big extra, I guess not.
That theory's got no legs.
The word is traction. It's got no traction.
It's run its course. 85% sure that it's Damien now. Can you rewind the CCTV until that suit comes back on that wall?
The bat suit. I mean, I did ask Dick to find that out himself, and he said he couldn't find anything about it.
Couldn't or wouldn't?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'll
will
try
it go back far
rewind.
To find out the missing bat
so
suit?
So,
give it a go.
You will give me a technology roll for that, because you are going really far back, using a lot of time to do it.
We've got 8 hours.
24.
A 24. So, you managed to find the footage where the suit's not there. And you rewind, and the screen goes fuzzy and hazy. And then you rewind past that, and the suit is there.
Does it give us a time or date?
It doesn't. No.
So somebody's fucked around with the CCTV.
Is there a date at least for when that CCTV footage was shot?
Oh, yes.
That's what I meant. Yeah, time or date. Wasn't it?
So it matches the night that you found Batman.
And that's not the same suit Batman was wearing when he died, is it?
No, this suit, like I say, all these suits are really old and battle-worn.
So that was
more memorials than actual.
So that was stolen just prior to everybody assuming their positions.
Yeah.
So taking on the Oracle role happened
that night.
That night.
I don't think this is a coincidence. I don't think that they are linked. I think these two things just coincidentally happened on the same night.
No, I think because there's a reason the bat suit's been taken.
There is no such thing as coincidence.
There's got to be a reason that suit was taken.
Yeah, but
time and date that this moment happened on the CCTV.
He just said it was the...
Did you say the figure was in a cloak that killed everybody?
Time.
Yes.
Is it possible the figure's wearing a bat suit under his cloak?
Potentially. No. There's a possibility.
We don't know what's under the cloak.
Because he'd be wearing pointy ears and everything.
Well,
it's a huge hood. It hides his entire face to make sure he cannot be seen.
This person could have stole that old suit
so
and put it on.
You don't know what's under there.
Mm, that's true. You're right.
I think back to people like Hal. The man was scared so much that the fight left him. Like, a guy running around in a vintage Batman suit with a hood and a sword wouldn't scare Hal to not fight?
Unless he used the gas from the Scarecrow, if he
fear
could
toxin.
Get hold of that, mm-hmm. because Batman keeps a lot of shit in his
Batcave. I would imagine,
and that could have been one of the
Should
things.
Should we go to the Batcave? I do know where it is.
What?
I know where it is.
Do I get a hero point?
What?
No. Oh,
I've said this before. I'm aware of the location of the Batcave. My file's coming up again, isn't it?
I feel like
let's put the tally next to it now.
77% chance that it's Damien.
Why did I picture it like the Mean Girls scene? You're squeezing your boobs. 70% chance it's Humphrey.
We'll be touching my boobs.
Set course for the Batcave. This ship would probably be programmed to fly there anyway, right?
You could make an assumption.
Would it be a good enough?
It's very apparent that the...
We need to see if things have been taken from the Batcave.
Yeah, but there's also Dick dying right now. Trying to get downstairs.
Dick's crawling away. He's fine.
It's not. He's got to get downstairs with no legs.
He can roll. It's fine.
He's got no wheels.
No, you can do that thing where you sit on your bum and scooch.
He's got no leg power to scooch.
No, but he's got bum power. He can wiggle it.
Or just tense his ass cheeks.
My concern is not Dick right now.
Story of my life.
Set course for the Batcave. If not, you two go to the clock tower and I'll go to the Batcave.
It's not my concern.
Yes, let me leave your sight.
There's a reason why I'm going with him.
Oh, right, he's coming with me.
So whilst we're wobbling,
yes.
The computer perks up. That's all, Master Bruce.
No, Batcave!
And it shuts off.
Of course, bollocks.
Why didn't you wiggle the mouse?
I specifically told you it was there. Oh my god!
Can you set the course for the Batcave?
Yes.
So, you...
I'll go to the control panel.
Yeah, and readjust for what you think is
what
the Batcave.
He's telling me where it is.
I'd like to do some more work with my investigation.
I get Google Maps up and put a pin in it.
Yeah.
It's there.
The course won't readjust. The Queen refuses.
Oh, okay.
It's on a program to call.
Oh, yeah, we didn't set this up. Yeah. Dick did.
Yes.
Does it say where we're heading? It does say clock tower
or
something?
Clock tower, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to the clock tower.
Then we'll go straight. We'll just... Yeah.
Okay.
Can I carry on with my red strings?
You could call your horse back and then it will drop Lois and come back to you.
I haven't seen my horse in a long time.
If you teleport your horse here, will it teleport Lois here?
No,
just drop her wherever she is.
I'm sure she's fine.
No, I she hasn't eaten or nothing.
Hero roll off it eventually.
She'd find a way.
When she got back to Kansas,
dropped her off at the farm.
Right where Clark was. There we go.
It's where buried. He would be buried.
Yeah, he'd be buried at the farm.
I don't know.
No, oh, yeah, you wouldn't know Clark Kent and Superman. Yeah.
I wouldn't know any of
Superman just knows. Age.
He does, but it is very, very slow.
So Lois, at this point in time, would be older,
quite old,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quite old.
But he's dead, so
as
it's
long
fine.
As they loved each other, it's fine. Yeah. Anyway, we move on.
Computer, was there a terror aspect to Ra's al Ghul's work?
Raish.
I don't care.
What do you mean by a terror aspect?
Was there a fear aspect that they were trained in?
Oh, what, to scare somebody? Right, yeah.
So Raish is all about shadow work. Until he's not, and then he's the other end of the spectrum. It's a spectacle. And his network is trained to stay out of sight. His assassins are very much that. They are assassins, and they're well trained in being hidden. Utilizing fear is not Raish's ticket. That is something Batman did alone.
That's what I was trying to determine.
I have a question. To get into the clock tower, is it high security, like set alarms and stuff, or can you gain access if you've previously been
the Queen able to? Can gain access to the clock tower.
As in, like, walking in, I mean.
Oh, walking in.
That was my next question for the computer.
You would assume it would be massive levels of security. So and deterrent and everything to stop someone getting in.
So this person that's come and attacked Dick...
Or sometimes
Dick,
out.
Yeah. So this person that's attacked Dick must be on the system if Dick wasn't alerted enough to be able to set something in motion first.
Is there a
first.
List of people who have authorization?
Yes, there will
it's
be entry codes.
Quite a long list.
No, but the problem could also be that Dick knew this person. Even if they didn't have authorization to enter, he could know who they are... Allow them in, and then got jumped.
Mm-hmm. CCTV probably would have showed us that, though.
Yeah.
Did we watch that? Can we go back to watching the CCTV of when
the start of when this person entered see
and
the
what
interaction
happened.
Between the two of them when they initially met?
Oh,
was it instant conflict or did
it
they
was instant
talk?
Conflict? Yeah.
So
it
when
was...
Dick saw this, did they come through the door though?
Yeah.
So the minute this person entered, Dick went into a fight.
Was there alarms going off or not?
No. There was no recognition on
nope.
Dick's face.
No one was flagged, and no. It was pretty much straight to throwing shit at each other until Dick lost.
Right.
So I'm guessing it's somebody on that list that is allowed in.
Yeah, because obviously Dick hasn't let them in.
No.
I mean, computer... Can we have the list of people that entered the building today?
3 hours later, she's still listing people off.
No, for today. Like,
yeah, no,
like,
no.
Oh,
they must have timestamps today.
Yeah.
Who's buzzed themselves in today?
So it doesn't have that information for you. With the computer smashed, it is very limited on what is available.
What about Alfred? Would Alfred be able to get
oh,
into
he's
it?
Shut down now. Somebody didn't wiggle the mouse.
Someone didn't wiggle the mouse.
I can re-log in.
So you try to bring the Alfred up again, and there is no signal at all.
Are we
there
over
is
an ocean?
No kind of evidence that there is anything from the Batcave at all.
I suggest that we all prepare.
Yep.
Get some rest, because whatever we're walking into in this clock tower might be bad. And I'm going to sit down and put my hat over my eyes.
And on that note, join us next time to find out what our dynamic trio find in the Watchtower. If you've got any questions or queries, you can go to our Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at How Not to Summon, or join our Discord at How Not to Summon a Podcast, or go to our Linktree at How Not to Summon a Podcast, or you can go to our YouTube, where you will like and subscribe. I've been your DM, Mr. Grayson.
I've been Humphrey Fastfingers Spriggot.
I've been Mira Noir.
I've been Tawny.
See you later, guys.
Bye.
See ya.
Ta-ra.